hit star one if you have questions for any of our coaches this morning. We'll work those in as quickly as we can. Well, now welcome to the call of the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, Kevin Keats. Good morning, Coach Keats.
Rob, good morning.
Good morning. A great start to the season and really a great start to conference play for you guys. 13-2 overall, 2-0 in the league. Before we talk about the great start, talk about the two games in league play. You guys go on the road and beat Towson 76-67 on Saturday and then come back with a home win over Elon last night. Give me your views on those two games.
Well, those two games, and let me say this, we have ultimate respect for both of those programs and both of those coaches. I thought we finally guarded. Obviously, when you look at that non-conference, we've had some success, and I thought our guys have played very good, especially on the offensive end. But I thought those were the two games that we sit down and we did a good job on the defensive end. Obviously, when you are playing against a Townsend team, as you know, Pat does a great job, and those guys are very physical, and they can pound you on the offensive glass. I thought, especially in the second half, we did a great job of matching their intensity and sitting down and guarding and make sure that we got rebounds on the defensive end, which we hadn't done this year. And then, obviously, Elon is as explosive as in the offensive team that's in this conference, and what makes them tough is they can score from five different positions. Their post guys could step out and shoot it. And I thought the way we started the game on the defensive end was obviously became the difference in the game. But two really good games. When you're playing games in the CAA and conference game, it's tough. And we're very fortunate, obviously, to get off to a good start.
You guys, not only a good start in league play, but I know Coach Mahalik touched on it. You guys now won 10-11, top 20 RPI team. Talk about your performance in non-conference against a challenging schedule.
Well, we've been successful, and it's tough, obviously, and I think every coach in this league will say that, for the most part, most of us have to go on the road and have some success in order to win games. And fortunate with us, we've got some veteran guys who have, played here a couple years and been successful, and most of our wins have been on the road. I think about the games that we played in the non-conference. Out of our 11 or 12 games, we played eight road games, and so it's been a little different for us. We had played December 20th at home against East Carolina, but we hadn't had many home games, and then obviously last night was our first home game since playing East Carolina on the 20th. We had to adjust to playing at home because we had played so many road games, and we had success. Some things went our way. I thought offensively kept us in a lot of games on the road, and we were able to finish those games, and hence that's why we had a good start in non-conference.
We've got a media question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Natalie.
Alex Riley from the Wilmington Star News, your line is open.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Alex?
Yeah, how are you, Coach?
Good.
Good. You were just touching on it right there, and you even mentioned after the Towson game that you guys are almost more comfortable in hotel rooms than they are in their own dorm room or their apartments. What do they do to get comfortable on the road? Is there a formula? Is there something that you guys do every time you go somewhere? Is there something that just makes you guys feel comfortable when you're away from home?
Well, I don't know that we're doing anything different than anybody else, but what happens in basketball is I think you become used to certain things. And, obviously, in most of the teams in our league, in non-conference, if you look at it, we're probably playing more away and neutral games than home games. But I think what happens, you get used to playing a certain way, and our guys, and if I had a younger team, it would be a little different, but I've got some guys who, kind of been through the ringer, so they're used to playing on the road. But I will say this, when you play on the road, you get used to different things, but, you don't have the distractions sometimes. And, for our guys, when we play at home, a lot of times there are distractions. I mean, you got family members that, show up at the game. You got your student body that you want to play in front of and do well. And, I hate to say it, believe it or not, you got girlfriends in the stands that you're showing off for. And, for our guys, we've been able to focus a little bit more on the road and take away some of those distractions.
Thank you, sir.
Kevin, you had a fairly veteran team coming back from last year, but have mixed in some new guys and some guys in some different roles. What did you learn most about your team during the non-conference portion of the schedule?
Well, that's a great question, and what I learned more about anybody on our team is that our sophomores are really having a good year. You know, obviously coming into the year, I knew obviously that Chris Fleming was a very good player, and I know Denzel Ingram was a very good player. But, you know, I give a lot of credit to Devontae Kaycock and also C.J. Bryce, because those guys have developed into good players, and they've done it through, you know, hard work in the summer, and, you know, give our strength coach a lot of credit, and our assistant coaches have done a great job with those guys, and they develop into really good players. C.J. Bryce had, you know, bright moments last year as a freshman, but just like every other freshman, he kind of died off at the end. Well, Devontae Kaycock was a reserve and never played a lot, and, you know, he's made the biggest jump than anybody on our team. So those two guys, the emergence of those two guys have helped us become a better team.
You guys, you talked about how much you've been on the road and how comfortable you are, but you make your CAA road swing to Drexel and Delaware, two new coaches and two new systems. Talk about the challenges of what you've seen from those two teams and that they present preparing for two different style or two different new head coaches in the league.
Well, it's tough. And I'll say this, I think both of those guys have done a tremendous job with their team. Reason being is, and when you talk about Drexel, and they're playing an up and down style, a lot different than they played in the past with the personnel that he's had. And he's done a really good job with those guys. They can score. They can score with anybody in the league. And the same thing when you talk about Delaware. I mean, they're playing free. All of those guys are getting involved a little bit more. The difficult part of this Thursday, Saturday swing is that the way we start the season. And it's, you know, obviously we're no different than everybody else. Everybody's playing the same schedule when you say you're going to play Saturday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday. But it's still tough. And for us, we're starting three of the first four on the road. And certainly, you know, I think Tony touched on it. It's tough because you don't have much preparation time. And, you know, Alex asked me, yesterday after the game against Elon, you know, why the four games? And, you know, the reason for it is because of, you know, scheduling with, you know, obviously our tournament at the end of the year, and we're just trying to find a good time to play an extra game because we don't want to give the 28th away because a lot of us play a non-conference game, and mostly some of us play a Power 5 game where we bring revenue into the athletic department. But it's tough because, you know, as soon as you play one game, you have to turn around and be ready to play the next game, and that's a tough part for not just only us, but I think everybody in the whole conference.
Got one more media question in queue if you'll get that for us, Natalie.
Josh Walfish from the Daily News Record, your line is open.
Hey Kevin, I mean, you talk about the challenges in the four games in 8 days. Would you be in favor of playing maybe a one-off series, you know, early December, mid-December, kind of get maybe two games out of the way so you guys can sort of get some rest during the dog days of January and February?
You know, we've tossed that around. The problem with that is that our league at this point, because the majority of the teams in the league, we're not buying games, and it's so tough to give up a non-conference game. I would not be opposed to it. I just don't know when it can happen. You know, one of the things that, you know, I think we've looked at every different scenario, and, you know, the toughest thing, I was asked the question about the conference tournament. If we move the conference tournament back a week, then certainly, you know, you have the opportunity to, you know, not play those four games to start off the season. That's a touchy situation, too, as a guy who, you know, just played the NCAA because, you know, in order to have a chance to beat a team like Duke, I did like the fact that our guys had an extra week of rest, even though we didn't know who we were going to play until a week later, but you had a chance to rest some legs and to give your conference a chance to go in and win those games. So I know we're working through it. The commission's done a great job. I think the coaches in this league were all doing a good job trying to find a great solution, and I'm confident that we'll come up with one.
All right, Kevin, as always, for your time today. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, take care.